Anecdote number 56 from Zen is right here. Teaching Stories and Anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. Suzuki often said we shouldn't have a gaining idea or any idea of attainment. I once asked him why anybody would do Zazen if they didn't have a gaining idea. He said, "You still have one gaining idea." "Oh, what is that?" I wanted to know. He replied, "That's a secret." That is from Ken Spiker at Sokoji, circa 1965. Well, yeah, there's two approaches to that. One is to put everything into one gaining idea, or put all your gaining ideas into one focus. And the other is to have no gaining idea. So, what's his secret? You still have one gaining idea. It might have been no gaining idea. You know, everybody just got to work that out for themselves. Dogen said, whatever one is thinking before they become enlightened, whatever the last thought is not something that leads to enlightenment. So I would think the most important thing about gaining idea is just not to be attached to it. So we shouldn't have a gaining idea. I don't think it matters if you've got a gaining idea, if it's not something you're obsessed with, if it's something you can drop. So, you know, there's always another side to this stuff. So, you know, we take the vows, Shujo Muhinsei Gando, I vow to save all beings, or I vow to awaken with all beings. Shujo Muhinsei Gando is, beings are numberless, I vow to save them, or I vow to awaken with them. So that's the first of the four vows. So is that a gaining idea? So I'd say the best way, or one way to apply this would be just not to be on a trip about a gaining idea. Just sit. Just do what you're doing. As the Jesuits say, Aje Quo Dages. And how to do that? I guess that's a secret. This has been a Kyuk Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita, Feline Kuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.